And welcome to Season 9, Episode 50 of Swimming with a Fish. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming down to the end of the year. There is a mere 9 days left in 2025. And we are going to give you at least one show, and that would be this one. I don't know what's happening next week. We'll get to it when we get to it. Before we go any further, gentlemen, I am so happy you are both here. The Chief and the Goon are once again in the house. Chief, how's it going down there? Saw some heavy-duty acrobatic-like paint work you were doing, sir.
Yes. You correctly identified them as gables. They're not green and had nothing to do with it.
And they are being painted.
Yes. And once I get 5 more done, I will have saved $600. But I do not know how many years of my life have been shaved off trying to hold the position and not fall.
You know, they in some places, they do require you to have, like, you know, safety equipment.
But what?
He's a man. He doesn't need any safety equipment.
He is a man, which makes him intelligent, which means deep down he knows he should have safety equipment.
We ignore danger. We laugh in its face.
What I did do was I
what happened was
I did take some coax cable and I wrapped it around a trunk and
then around your neck.
No.
Okay.
Around the scaffolding. So I knew that if I slid, I would slide into the scaffolding. And
clothesline yourself?
No, but the scaffolding so the scaffolding won't tilt over. So I know, worst case scenario, if I'm sliding, I use that as a hard stop.
Ah. Okay.
In my mind,
just easier just to, you know, get a belt, tie a rope. You got a chimney on this sucker? You could have lassoed? You're in Texas. You guys lasso stuff, don't you?
He could grab one of those way big timbers if he's on that side of the house.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have enough rope for that.
Well, okay. Do you need a GoFundMe?
No, I'm don't sure know where to buy that much rope.
I'm sure the Siberian Express will encourage him.
You know what we could do? We could ask the Democratic Party. They used to run the KKK. They have plenty of rope.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at that insult, and we're 3 minutes in. Ta-da! I win.
That was well done. Oh, Roy, I forgot
to say hello, Goon.
I'm doing well. Hold on, I forgot to alert our mascot. Show Cat, we're on. Meow. I usually tell her 5 minutes, and she'll come walking in here right about the right amount of time. It's scary.
Does she have a watch?
No, she just knows. She knows things.
Well, she's like she knew, today, so she didn't know everything.
Yeah. Like she knew dinner was going to be our neighbor as a thank you for getting her dog some meds. And she just had surgery and can't be out and around. So when Hurricane was out, you know, she got some of the stuff that our neighbor needed. And she brought us a full-size chicken pot pie, homemade.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, first question, because this is important. Top and bottom crust?
Yep. Lattice on the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crisscross dough?
Yeah, yeah. Like an apple pie.
Yep, took me an hour and a half to bake it. After I came home from the chiropractor and was doing my physical therapy.
Chief, and like chicken pot pie?
Will there?
Go ahead and ask him.
Do you like chicken pot pie?
I like all food.
Okay.
What kind of question is that?
I would think the texture would really appeal to you.
Yeah, it's like an apple pie. I mean, they're the same.
Well, no, but okay.
No, but I understand why you say that.
Yes.
It's got that nice chewy dough on the top.
Yeah.
Yep. It's got those chunks of things that could be apple or chicken. Doesn't really matter.
It's not like he's going to chew it. He just swallows a whole, like all the rest of the lizards.
Yeah. It's a great way to eat. It's fast.
Efficient. It's really efficient.
Yep. Indeed. So how was everyone's week this past week? Everybody do well? I had a good week.
So this is Monday. Is this kind of the end of last week or the beginning of this week?
Whatever way you want to do it.
Because the president has made a 5-day weekend. So I'm kind of confused about what even a work week is now.
And you're still upset about that with him.
I am not happy, no.
Do you want me to have him give you a call?
If he gave me a call, that would cheer me up, absolutely. Even better if he called us while we're on the show. That would be awesome.
He would say, Goon, Chief, why is your buddy complaining? I gave him time off.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, time off from earning money and feeding my family and stuff.
Sir, we have discussed this. You know that you could do this without working.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that too loud. Our guest last week does listen to the show.
Okay, so we have how many weeks before the next shutdown?
I like how it's not just the potential. It's a foregone conclusion. I believe the number is 5, right? End of January?
So if in 5 weeks mm-hmm. you can't go into the office, what will you do?
I think I've already stated as a standard, my response will be if they pull the, you're not essential personnel nonsense and send me home, I will take my marbles with me, if you know what I mean. And it will look like I don't even work there. And yeah. The reason will be it's because I don't work there.
You can leave the little picture of you and your staff.
Oh, I might leave something, but
maybe we can get a cardboard cutout, life size.
You know, that would be hilarious. I got 5 weeks. I can make one, right?
How hard is it to carry
a cardboard cutout, right?
Carrying this little hobo pack over his shoulder, you know?
And just put it in the chair. Just, you know, that's something to remember me by.
Silent night, holy night. I'm not here, but it's all right.
Oh, that could go. We should put that to music. Yeah. No. Yeah. So no, work is going great. I just solved a big problem that I was told by somebody who actually should know that is a very difficult thing to do, and you're not going to want to do it. And I didn't really want to do it, but it got done anyway, and so I'm happy. So work is good when I'm working, but I won't be working much this week.
Yeah, just today and tomorrow, same
today
as me.
And tomorrow, yeah.
I mean, I got version 2 of my automated build program working.
Nice.
I don't understand the point of work anymore. But like I was telling you, so I was able, I had told you that I was working on a particular project, and I completed that project now. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting to see if Motel 6 will buy the app. If they buy the app, then that's great. And now I don't have to do anything. And then I was told by the person that originally requested it that there is another wireless company that I can sell it to. And if I do that, then it could go worldwide instead of nationwide.
Wow. That's very cool, man.
Yep. And then, here's the sad part. So are you familiar with PCI compliance?
What kind of compliance?
PCI.
You mean like PCI buses and computers and stuff?
No. PCI as in payments,
controlling infrastructure.
Oh, you mean like the banking IOs and APIs and such?
The rules that secure when you make credit card transactions.
Yeah. I tried to tap into that with an app I had written. I wanted to be able to go directly to the bank and download people's statements. The amount of money I would have had to spend just to get the developer license made the entire project non-workable. It's ridiculous. They want to make sure that, you know, only companies like, you know, Intuit can write that kind of software.
So what I found is,
what did you found?
I wrote all this stuff to get into the APIs of like Visa and MasterCard, because they have those public, as long as, you know, you say this is what I'm doing it for and you let them review your code.
Mm-hmm.
So I let them review the code and they said, okay, you're authorized. And then I put the code through AI and AI said, your code doesn't meet compliance. You have done this all wrong. I was like, then why did the other people approve it?
Well, okay. Yeah. So AI is not necessarily right all the time either.
I found it right most of the time when I'm using it at work.
So were you using Cursor?
No, there's an in-house thing.
Right. So yeah, Cursor is a AI specifically built for development. And
right, and if I had a way to get to it, I would.
Yeah, so I do, because I'm not where you are. And it
is,
turned
is out that really, the one that's built around VS Code?
Yeah, and it was 100% right. It was like, here's what you did wrong, here's why it's wrong, and here's how you fix it. And then I put it in there, and so I would put it in, I would rerun it, mm-hmm. and then it would say, here's the optional improvements you can make, and I would do that. And it's, here's more improvements. And then it's like, and here's the firmware that you're running this on, which it, here are the limitations, here how you get around those. Like, holy smoke. So I have to think. So I did all that. And then it says, you have now created enterprise application. Go and get rich. And I'm like, I'm trying.
For me, it sends me in the right direction. Usually it's not completely worthless. But I'm also trying to build software using stone knives and bear skins.
Yes.
Does it blame the Jews? Because that's a new thing. That's a piece of it.
I didn't realize that they were responsible for it.
So wait a second. Well, it depends on who trains it, right? The AI can be anti-Semitic, sure.
Yes, 100%.
Do you think that it thinks my name is Jewish and that's why I don't get good answers?
I wouldn't say that because, it's a very Jewish name. And it gave me good answers. So who knows? I can't tell. Does it even know your last name? Did you put in?
It would be able to know it from my SID, maybe.
Oh, really?
Last name, anyhow.
Yeah. Well. I know some part of the chart that's going to be changing tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the end of the year.
We have to get it. It's the end of the year, and obviously the blood rushed to your head.
So it hasn't left my head. I thought I was having a stroke.
Oh, well, we don't want you to do that. Chief.
Gretchen, I feel like that a lot.
Yes. Sometimes I sit at my desk and I'm just going, please, please, please let this be a stroke.
Well, you know, you have a tough day today.
Anyway. Huh?
You had a tough day today and I got to hear it through the phone conversation we were trying to have.
Yes. I work in a building with a flat roof, and the flat roof is right above me. I'm on the top floor. And since October, end of October, because originally they said since the end of October, They have been repairing the roof or rebuilding it or strip mining. I'm not quite sure what they're doing up there. All I know is it's the Anvil Chorus meets River Dance, meets a herd of buffalo. And every now and then, they break through and create tiny little holes, which allow us poor souls who shouldn't be looking out the window, to have brand new windows up into the sky. And then sometimes
so your skylights,
tiny little drill bit in diameter skylights, which sometimes, have the added benefit of, supplying us with water from outside in a stream that makes that sound that makes you want to go. So there was a lot of trips today. And
so you're saying that you have, the gentle sound of cascading water.
Yes, yes.
Next to your desk.
Well, I don't know about gentle. It was like, you know, how gentle that is. But yeah, holes in the roof were the song of the day. I was literally going to Spotify, jamming up the volume as high as my deafness can stand, just to drown out the. Because, you know, every now and then when you get a drill bit and it's drilling and it kind of gets stuck and it starts making that high-pitched whiny sound, that was it all day today. Yeah. But they said they were going to be done by Thanksgiving.
Well, they lie.
Yeah. So, well, okay. Yeah, so it's, been a lot of fun at work, and I'm going to do my level best to find some, I don't know, maybe an entire symphony tomorrow. Just, you know, straight on symphony and just ignore all the outside noises, because I'm sure they're going to be working again tomorrow.
Yeah, there is music that my son has made me aware of, which I will share with you.
That
you probably don't want to listen to it at work. But the lyrics will brighten your day and give you a new perspective.
Oh wow!
So
now I'm terrified.
That
a little terrified. Very intrigued.
This was my son sending it to me, which I had to wonder why he sent that.
Oh, the stuff my son sends to me. Thanks to him, I've become a food aficionado on YouTube, apparently, because he keeps sending me all these different ways to cook steak. Mr. Browning, I should send some of these to Mr. Browning and see what his thoughts are. This guy has done just about everything to a steak other than just cook it normal. He has some serious, are you okay there? Sure.
That's good, hitting his mic.
Sorry.
Against your head? What?
Was it really? Loud? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're
real professionals here.
I won't touch it then. I was moving very slowly.
Don't touch it. Oh, man. What we do.
One thing that we do is reminisce.
We do. We do. We do. I think this all started with, I saw a news article about a pizzeria chain from Connect iCut, which is where Goon's family hails from. And I asked him, do you know anything about Sally's Pizzeria? And Goon, what did you say?
I said, Sally's a beat? Yeah, I know all about it. It's New Haven style pizza. There's one shop. It's in New Haven. Every once in a while, we would, when I was old enough to drive, we would go down there and have some pizza. Very good pizza, unique, terrific. Two companies make it down there. Sally's a pizza, which they say Sally's a beat.
Sure.
And Frank Pepe. And Frank Pepe is here in Maryland.
Is he?
But Sally's, as far as I know, Well, as far as I knew then, only in New Haven.
Right.
And I think Sally's is the better product.
Yeah. Well, Sally's is literally planning, and I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of new locations, specifically 255.
I've never heard or seen these places.
And about 45 of them are going to be in the great state of Texas, and about 15 of them are going to be in the great state of Maryland. And I figure, well, if there's 15 in Maryland, we should be near something.
Yeah, is it going to be Northeast Texas? Because Texas, you know, like...
Well, if you spread out 45 dots on a Texas map, you're probably within 2 hours of one of them.
2 hours. There are many things that I will drive 2 hours for, and pizza is not one of them.
Maybe they'll deliver.
The people down the street do not deliver to our house, so I'm going to guess no. I mean, it's 10 minutes down the road, but still, the answer is still no.
What they're going to use is they're going to use howitzers. They're going to load the pizza into the howitzer, point it in the direction of your house, and it'll just come in screaming at 170 feet per second, you know. They'll cook on the way.
Yeah. They'll just call you on the phone and scream, incoming!
That's right. Mendo will land up on one of the gables, and then he'll be stuck up there.
And
I guess what? I can get it.
I know what's doing.
Once Crutch was done and we were discussing Sally's, we, as men of a certain age will do, we began to reminisce and wax nostalgic.
I know.
Wax wonderful.
Yeah, you can wax poetic, you can wax nostalgic.
What does that mean?
Think about
it. It means we were thinking and discussing other places that we don't go to anymore, either because we don't live there anymore or it's gone out of business or
right.
a number of reasons. And we came up with a lot, including a couple in common, like Crutch mentioned Friendly's.
Yes, I was a big fan of Friendly's. When I first got married, my wife, my beloved wife and I, used to go to the Friendly's every Sunday, and we would get strawberry pie because I like strawberry pie, and Friendly's makes great strawberry pie. And then one Sunday we went there and it had burned to the ground. Not the pie, the building.
That's going to cut down on the amount of business they can do.
It's hard to make pies when you don't have walls or an oven.
The restaurant where I had my wedding reception also burned to the ground. I proposed a hurricane there. I had the reception there. And we would, you know, after we were married, whenever we would visit, we would stop in for a meal. It was built in an old train station in a little town with, I don't know, a dozen people maybe. Mansfield Depot, Connecticut. I don't know how many people there are there, but there can't be very many. And, yeah, I'm looking it up. But you're gonna yell at me if I touch my mic, so I'm being careful.
Well,
don't touch the mic.
You got to remember that it goes into our ears. So,
well, like when I was a kid living in Philadelphia, just outside Philadelphia, on the weekends we would go out to Wallaby Farms, and you see the cows and they show you it's a dairy farm. But they made the best chocolate milk. This chocolate milk was so thick, you could pour it into a cup and it made no sound. It just, I was in there. I was like, your straw just stood in the middle. And if you pulled it out, you got to be king of the chocolate milk.
Well, thanks to you, I'm now looking where strawberry pies are. Interesting.
Strawberry pie is awesome. Well, I'm sorry. Friendly's strawberry pie was awesome. There's a lot of people out there who make strawberry pies and they're horrible. My wife makes a good strawberry pie. We, just had to because, Friendly's burned down. speaking of burning down, but not so much, you know, physically, but as in just a company that lost its way. One of my first employments, actually, I used to work for these folks, and that was Radio Shack. I used to love to go in there and just buy techie stuff, you know, etching kits, PC boards, and, you know,
breadboards for projects, and exactly. Resistors and capacitors and integrated circuits. Oh my.
Exactly. And, you know, they tried to get into the computer world, and they're with the world's worst computer. And there's a reason they called it the Trash 80. But it was
TRS.
The TRS 80. Yeah. Well, without getting into too geeky, okay, the machine was designed the cheapest way possible. They had one main CPU chip that was doing everything. It was running the operating system. It was handling the keyboard. It was handling the video. It was overwhelmed, and that's why the performance was so horrible. Yeah, modern computers have different parts doing different things. There's a video card for a reason. A lot of work to make a picture on a screen. It is what it is. So that was their foray, but that didn't work out, and they went through some financial trouble, and then they tried to get into selling just, you know, other electronics. They had their own brand of stereo equipment at one point. Realistic. Remember that? It wasn't horrible. I think it was actually made by Technique. But, you know, at the very end, they were just a hodgepodge of stuff. And they didn't have any of the old stuff. You couldn't do any kind of electronics fun and games anymore. Yeah. Before they closed, if you walked in there looking for a resistor, the guy would cock his head like a dog does when you say his name. So. Anyway.
I have solved the audio problem here at Stately Goon Manor.
Okay. That's awesome.
It was me. Well, it was Hurricane. Hurricane went and turned her computer on, which, you know, usually she is verboten to do while the studio is in operation, and she took over the Bluetooth of my my headset.
Well,
and it was just jinking back and forth between her and me. I just went on the wire, and now it's fine.
Yeah.
Really? You're in Baltimore?
Oh, that's not good. So it's the Chief. You know, yep. You've had the opportunity both to, I mean, you're not as old as we are, but you've lived long enough to, you've seen companies you've frequented go out of business, and you made a ginormous trek to go to a location where, you know, there's an entire different culture of stores. So is there anything that has gone out of business or is no longer available to you because you're no longer in this area that you miss?
Well, the thing you just shared with us looks like that business isn't doing very much business.
So I know the Goon is aware, but I don't know that you are, Crutch. Butler's Orchard.
Yes.
Butler's Orchard?
Yes.
What's that?
Butler's Orchard is a place that you could pick strawberries and blueberries and
make your own pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And well, they had pies there. And so in looking, I found Euford's Orchard, which seems to not be doing as well as Butler's.
Well, it is a little late in the day. I mean, I would suspect that it is closed at 7:30 as well.
No, they're closed. It's like that. that's why because most people the thing number two that I have learned over here is that people do not have websites. They have Facebook Marketplace pages.
Yeah, it's cheaper and easier, I guess.
Yeah, so they actually had a website, but everything is closed, and it was sad because they said that they had strawberry pie, and they also had sweet potato pie. So I was like, oh, that's just as good. Now, I have found there is a place that has strawberry pie, but it is 30 minutes away. And
from you, it's thousands of miles away from me.
Yes. But I'm the one who's, this pie was promised to me 3,000 years ago. So I need to collect.
Wow. It was promised to my ancestors.
Yeah, so
we find strawberry pie in the promised land. It's not the land of milk and honey. It's the land of strawberry and pie crust.
That's right.
They have a what they call a whole fruit cheesecake, and they have a black forest cheesecake.
Ooh.
Well.
Ooh, that sounds good.
A whole fruit cheesecake.
That is the name of it, because it's Dana's Cheesecake Delights is the place that has your strawberry pie. And I'm looking at the other things that they have. Now,
I'll be very hungry when I finish recording this show.
This is a shame. 12 what? Slices. It is a $60 cheesecake.
Wow. So you could go to the hospital for $60.
Is that the bakery actually in Winsboro?
No, because that is not 30 minutes away. That is Promised Land Bakery. They have cherry pies. They do not have strawberry pies.
You should fix that problem.
So apparently they said that this cake is so good that you can sell it for $8 a slice. And so at 12 slices for 60, you'll make your 65% ROI. I was like,
so wait a second. So you buy the pie at 60, right? You sell slices at $8 a slice. So you only have to sell 8 of the 12. So you get to eat 4 and you get all your money back.
Yep.
And $4.
And if you want to use Disney has a new cake place called the Cake and Bake Shop where the average.
$100 a slice?
$22.50 a slice. It better come with a happy ending for $22.50 a slice.
So real cheesecake, you mean?
Indeed.
That's you mean no diabetes? Because I don't know what other ending is going to be happy.
I'm just saying there needs to be more for that guy. They're like, but it's really good cake. No, it isn't.
No. Well, I mean, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse will charge you, what is it, $12 for a baked potato. There's no baked potato worth $12. So.
Now, you know, I did see what the bill was for 10 people at the company holiday party over the weekend, and that was a little frightening. I'm really? Glad I didn't know how much.
What was your part?
My part was nothing because I'm an honored employee.
Oh.
And I work for honest men.
That must be rare. No.
And they.
I work for an honest man.
You certainly do.
I do.
You certainly do. And he makes a heck of a guest, doesn't he, Chief?
Yes. An honest. You know, the one thing that I wish that we were able to play John Cena music and explain that, but it did not come up, so
no.
Hello.
Poor John Cena. Anyway. Yeah,
He's made a mistake because he is putting career over family. Thinking that will bring him joy. Now, one thing that he is doing is apparently Make-A-Wish. He is the person that donates the most amount of time and has the most wishes granted.
John Cena? Really?
That is correct.
That's wow. Not surprising. I mean, it's not surprising he's the most requested. It's hard.
No, not the most requested. He fulfills the most. He has the world record. 650 requests as of 2025.
Wow. That's impressive. That's very impressive. But at the cost of his family, you say?
Well, no, not that particular part. It's he was asked why hasn't he started a family? And he said that he, you know, his career is taking off.
not the WWE career, but his acting career. Mm-hmm. And so now he wants to be able to donate. He wants to be able to give all his time to his kids. So he knows he can't have kids at the moment. And I'm like, sir, you're... But again, I know he got married, and I don't know how young his wife is, but there is a clock.
Right.
Unless...
And let's be honest, God forbid, you know, he finds himself, you know, in a private airplane headed for the ground, you know.
At an insane rate of speed.
You can't put off things just because, well, I'll have time in the future. Nobody knows how much time they have.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with that. That was a very ominous thing to say.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just, yeah, Greg Giffel just happened to him. I mean, you know, he's, you know, his whole family was with him, which is even worse, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw the crash, but it was horrific.
It was, yeah. The only thing you can say about that is they had to have gone almost instantly. So, thankfully.
Based on the wreckage I can see of the plane, it's pretty much a pile of ash, roughly plane-shaped.
Right.
Is that the one where the wife sent that last text to her parents?
Yeah, she sent a text to her mom, "We're in trouble."
No, it turns out that text only had two words on it, the FAA or the, I'm sorry, the people that investigate the accidents. That's the NTSB, right?
NTSB, yeah.
Said only two words, emergency landing.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Because we saw the other, I guess Crutch and I saw the same thing, where it said that she sent a text that said we're in trouble, so... was that something?
Well, I mean, if you texted your mother and said emergency landing, I think your mother would think you're in trouble.
Right. I mean, what was the source where you saw that?
Fox News.
Well, okay. New York Post.
But it was them just, you know, yapping. I don't know if they were looking at anything. Sometimes they go off.
Any of the mainstream media, whether I happen to agree with them or not, I tend not to trust.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Chuck Todd knows why. Chuck Todd found out that the reason the media is so untrusted is because of AI algorithms. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're bombastic, mostly wrong, opinionated, never been even keel, dirty and underhanded. Has nothing to do with any of that. It's all the algorithms.
Are the algorithms telling people the truth, and thus they can't hide their lies anymore? Or?
Yeah, kind of. As the saying goes, you can't hate the media enough.
Well, that's true.
Well,
but they don't provide any truth anymore, so... Unfortunately, that's driven a lot of generations to go to social media, which is also not news. It's opinion.
Yeah.
What was the... I don't know if I sent you the Filipino wisdom on being useful.
Yes. Yes. You've sent two of them, and I've enjoyed both of them. I've passed them on to my Filipino in-laws, who are also enjoying them and going, yep.
Well, there was one specific.
What did you inherit from your parents? Diabetes. Oh my gosh, that was one of the best ones. I was like, yeah, kind of. A lot of that, you know. Holy cow!
Yeah, the one out specifically I was talking about was, what is your words of wisdom to the masses? And he goes, you can't. What you can't be taken advantage of your usefulness if you have no use at all or something. And in the, I mean, it's the one is the delivery and two is the sincerity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, cause there was one where he said, putting money aside, what is your major concern?
She looks at him square in the eye and says, the money that you just put aside.
Oh, there was the one about, you know, what was it? There was something about his wife being right.
Oh, yeah.
How did you know she was the right one? Because she's the one that says she's always right or something like that.
She told me so. That's how I know.
Yeah. This, I mean, again.
Well, that worked for the chief.
Yeah. Apparently.
She said, I'm the one you're going to marry or else.
That's right. A crack shot from well farther than you can run.
Talk about a shotgun wedding, huh?
I know, really. It's usually not the bride, though.
It's not usually how it works, but okay, you know.
Had to go back to the roots. But, you know, somehow we strayed from what we were discussing.
What a surprise.
Squirrel!
Maybe we should rename this show.
I told Hurricane I wanted a husband and wife podcast where we talked about issues, kind of like we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to name it Shh.
Well, it's not going to go far.
No.
Well, it's going to be a solo act after the first week because they're not going to be there anymore. I'm going to go, Shh, you're wrong. Bang. That's it. Done.
That's right. You won't need the frying pan sound effect because you'll have a real one.
There you go.
You should hire Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Thank you.
Ahmed can say all the things I can't say myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his catchphrase may be brought to life.
Silence! I kill you! If I ever get a chance to go to one of his shows, I'm sitting right up front so he can try and pick on me.
So funny you should mention that. Okay, so he's an old gentleman. He is no spring chicken.
Jeff Dunham?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's been in the business for decades. I saw him in Annapolis in a not really large venue. And what really surprised me is a week later, I saw him with Johnny Carson. I was like, that's the guy. And that was back when he just had, who's the main guy?
Peanut.
And he just had Peanut. And I think he was just starting to introduce Walter. Yeah. So there was no Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. I don't even think the guy in the stick was there yet.
There was, I saw him similarly when he did have Ahmed and he still sold CDs after the show.
That's awesome, isn't it? The guy's having to hawk their own stuff. Now they get an HBO special and, you know, everybody's just.
He told us all a great story out at the CD booth, which I think he now does in his show, but he talked about a teacher coming up to him after one of the shows when he was, you know, selling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that he's really popular with her first or second grade students.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, really? Who do they like best? She goes, oh, Ahmed. He goes, well, how do you know? You know, that's a little strange. How do you know? And she goes, well, they were all really rambunctious because, you know, little kids like that will do that and they get distracted. I'm not sure what that says about us, but. And she was kind of fed up with them and she yelled, silence! And they all said, I kill you.
Oh, that's a little creepy.
That's weird, but you know that's what you get when you're quite popular, right?
I've always enjoyed his show.
Yeah, it's irreverent, and the one guy looks like Biden, which is funny. Yeah,
who, Walter? He does. The whole time Biden was president, Walter would show up wearing Ray-Ban aviators and talking nonsense.
Well, I have learned that there
One thing that I've never, that we have discussed many a times, mm-hmm. is people who have been married multiple times.
Yeah, and I get that.
Dunham's one of them. And I just learned Chuck Norris was another. And Chuck Norris was quite open because he was married for 30 years to his first wife. And he said when he was in the Air Force, much like that man told us who was also in the Air Force, mm-hmm. Basically you philander, and there's only so much philandering she could deal with.
Right.
And why? And as the one of the shows, since I'm trying to bring it back to our original conversation, that apparently can't make it in today's age, Everybody Loves Raymond. And there was a time when Raymond and Robert, the Raymond being the main character and Robert being the brother,
right,
switched names so that you could get a date. And the woman comes looking for Ray, and she goes to his house, and his dad had the words of wisdom. You do not get another woman into a house, because now all you have is two problems. And you know, because it's amazing.
She got a point.
Yeah. That, well, one woman is a problem, bringing another one is not more fun.
I've checked this, and for the most part, it looks like it's true. Not that I'm an expert on Chinese calligraphy, but if you look at the symbol for the word trouble, it's two women under the same roof.
Yes.
Well, I believe even Proverbs says that's a bad idea. King Solomon knew this. Better to live in the corner of a hut than in a fine home with an angry woman.
Okay, yeah. So Solomon had his own problems.
Speaking of people with problems, did you see that there's a movie out for David?
I did.
So the question is, how much of the story are we going to get in this animated film that looks like it was designed for children?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Story?
Pretty sure Nimrod.
Oh, we got to talk about Bathsheba.
No,
I'm thinking not.
I'm thinking they're going to cut early. Yeah, yeah.
Not only did I get my friend's wife, but I had him killed, so he'd be out of the way. Isn't that convenient?
Yeah, that's a hero. There you go. He's the hero for all of us. He's a philanderer. Look at that. Here we are.
Yeah, well, and then his son had to outdo him. You know, there you go.
So,
whole nation. Beat that.
Wow. Yeah. So, given this topic, can someone explain polygamy to me? Because I just don't see the appeal.
There's always somebody to do laundry.
So,
what makes you think it isn't going to be you?
You guys met a polyamorist.
Who, what?
When we went to AwesomeCon, the person that was dressed up as Star-Lord, that I shouted his name out, and he turned, and he just said, "I know you," and we started talking.
He's a polyamorous?
Yes.
Wow.
He, at the time, that's why I threw out multiple women's names, because he was juggling three at the time.
Like, which one are you with?
And they knew
it. Then, sir.
Yeah.
And they knew of one another. So this was not a cheater. I mean, they knew the deal. Oh,
this was a quadruple, not a fruple.
Wow.
And I said, "Why do you hate yourself so much?"
Yeah, because I don't think that doubles your pleasure, doubles your fun, or quadruples it either.
No. All it did, so the story behind that was he'd been married twice, so he didn't learn either one. The people cheated on him, so he just decided instead of having exclusivity, it would just be, all right, people can do whoever. And that is how he got into that boat.
Humans are not designed for that. We're jealous creatures.
Doesn't much as you are.
No. Yeah.
Well,
I've just never understood it. They're gonna fight.
Yeah,
that's what's gonna happen.
And then there's hair pulling and, you know, switchblades.
All of a sudden, you're in the middle of a Sharks and Jets number.
Well, I was actually thinking Michael Jackson and Beat It, but okay, the Sharks and Jets works too.
That works too. They're similar anyway.
Mm-hmm. Both ridiculous representations of a gang fight.
An 80s gang fight, not too far off. But see, I don't know. Were you? I know you lived through the era, but did you frequent areas where folks would be on cardboard box and doing rig battles?
No. You mean like breakdancing battles?
Yes. Where you could have a problem with the person, and then you all would
literally a Scarlord dance off.
Yeah. That's
on bike.
That's why that became.
I think we should get that. I think maybe what happens if we did this with Zelensky and Putin? I think a dance off winner gets both countries.
I'm gonna have terrible dreams tonight. Thank you so much.
I'm looking for the pay per view. Oh, that would be awesome. I'm going to have to talk to Mr. AI about this.
Oh, here we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, obviously I have my work ahead of me. I don't know, guys, is this our last show of the year? Are we going to take off next week, or are we going to be dedicated and be here on the 29th? Same bat time, same bat channel.
It's okay with me to be here.
I don't have a car, so I'm not going anywhere.
He doesn't have to Uber to the show. Luckily, we do this thing whole remote. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. We really appreciate you tuning in and listening to us ramble on. Thank you. Yep, squirrels. We will be here next week. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutches Vacation at Your Desk Travel Service. Want a vacation and still get your work done? This is the way. Sunlight pouring into your office to brighten your mood. Waterfalls serenely serenading you with the soft tinkle of falling water. Jungle sounds to make you feel like you are a world away. All this without leaving your office. Think of the efficiency you get with Crutches Vacation today. Special deals now in progress. Operators are standing by. And nostalgia. A perennial geezer pleaser, because all of us old folks yearn for the days of three TV channels, phone booths instead of smartphones, and actually talking to other humans, not AI. It really was better, and you would know that if you got up from the screen you are watching and looked around at the real world, alive, imperfect, and filled with endless wonder. Just saying. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. From all of us at Swimming with the Fish to all of you within the sound of our voices. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.